This is a Kim Monson news briefing.
Kansas regulators reject Buffalo Flats route through Flint Hills, send Evergy back for new study. The Kansas Corporation Commission voted unanimously Tuesday to deny the eastern portion of Evergy's 345 kilovolt transmission line while granting eminent domain authority over the western half. Kansas utility regulators handed landowners a partial victory in the Flint Hills on Tuesday. The Kansas Corporation Commission voted unanimously to deny the eastern portion of Evergy's proposed 133-mile, 345-kilovolt Buffalo Flats transmission line, the segment that would have cut east of U.S. Highway 77 across the tall grass prairie of the Flint Hills, and ordered the company to perform a new routing study for that stretch with strong consideration of a corridor that follows or parallels U.S. Route 66. The split decision is not a clean win. The commission approved the western portion of the line, west of U.S. Highway 77, and granted Evergy powers of eminent domain over that segment. Landowners along the approved corridor through western Sedgwick and Sumner counties now face condemnation proceedings, even as their neighbors to the east watch Evergy go back to the drawing board. The order also requires Evergy to amend its landowner protocols and to work with the oil and gas industry to identify infrastructure that the project will affect. In its ruling, summarized at the Tuesday business meeting by KCC Assistant General Counsel Tristan Kimbrell and reported by the Kansas Reflector, the commission wrote that it takes seriously any activity that has the potential to permanently and adversely affect the Flint Hills or other unique ecological regions of the state, that it takes seriously the potential impact the transmission line may have on oil and gas operations, and that Evergy should have made greater efforts to communicate with oil and gas operators during its routing study for the proposed line. Commissioner Dwight Keene said the docket required balancing competing statutory interests, including the important matter of protection of the property rights of landowners and others who have pre-existing rights to access and use the land. Hours before the ruling came down, Virginia Mashu, the founder of Stand for the Land Kansas, called in to the Kim Monson Show from Southern Kansas to lay out the case her organization had been making to the commission. She described the project as a 345 kilovolt line running roughly 316 miles across Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas, with 133 miles cutting through Cowley, Chautauqua, Sumner, and Sedgwick counties. The biggest thing you need to realize is that transmission line in Kansas is crossing the Tallgrass Prairie, the Flint Hills, and it's a protected area, Mashu said. Mashu told the show that more than a dozen landowners intervened in the docket, and she singled out the Magnolia Ranch and Farm, which she said is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and is one of the last working farms in the Flint Hills, with limestone structures that the proposed route would have impacted. According to Mashu, Evergy filed a motion during the evidentiary hearing, asking the commission to strike any reference to the Magnolia Ranch from the testimony. Does that make you pause? It makes me pause. Striking testimony, pertinent testimony, she said. Mashu also pressed a question that Stand For, the Land Kansas, has put to regulators throughout the proceeding. Why are they not considering the already dedicated easements for transmission that already exist across these counties? Evergy's motion to strike and the commission's handling of it are drawn from Mashu's on-air account. The underlying docket filings on the KCC's case management portal were not independently retrieved for this report. The Buffalo Flats line is one segment of a larger build. Reporting in Oklahoma Energy Today identifies the project as the Southwest Power Pool's Branson 345 kilovolt overlay, a three-part build that totals roughly $1 billion across Kansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, with the Kansas segment carrying a project price tag of about $493 million. KCC filings reported by the Kansas Reflector in April show that Kansas as a zone is allocated about 16% of that Kansas segment cost under SPP's zonal cost allocation methodology, with 9.36% borne by Evergy Kansas Central ratepayers and the remainder paid by Evergy customers outside the central service area, according to Evergy spokeswoman Gina Penzig. Evergy Kansas Central customers will pay roughly $5.5 million in associated costs, raising the average residential bill by about $337 per year starting in 2029, KCC filings said. Evergy was selected to build the Kansas portion through a no-bid contract. American Electric Power will build the Oklahoma section. Evergy, citing SPP cost models, estimates the line will save about $2 million in annual fuel cost by relieving congestion on the south-central Kansas grid and will pay for itself by 2034. For landowners on the western half, the Commission's order is the start of an eminent domain timeline, not the end of one. Reporting by the Wichita Eagle describes a construction schedule in which Sedgwick County work begins in fall 2027, Sumner and Cowley counties follow in spring 2028, and Chautauqua County in summer 2028, with the full line expected to be operational by December 2029. The order issued Tuesday does not change that schedule for the approved segment. For the eastern segment, the docket remains open. Evergy must perform a new routing study and bring it back to the Commission, with the U.S. Route 166 corridor as the regulator's preferred reference line. The SPP approved need for a transmission link between the Buffalo Flats substation near Garden Plain, Kansas, and the Delaware substation near Delaware, Oklahoma, survives the order. The route across the Flint Hills does not. And now, Kim's perspective. This is what citizens organizing across state lines can actually win. The Flint Hills are not a theoretical landscape to the families who live on them, and the fact that the Commission listened to Virginia Machu and Stand For the Land Kansas before bulldozing the Eastern Route is the real news of the day. The fight is not finished. The western half still goes forward under eminent domain, and ranchers there will pay the price of a build that mostly serves load far outside Kansas. But regulators have now denied a route blessed by the Southwest Power Pool on prairie harm grounds, and that precedent matters. Every coast-serving green energy buildout that crosses someone else's farmland deserves exactly this level of scrutiny. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.